Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gravel Junction podcast, your meeting place for all things bikes, adventures, and the stories that follow. I'm your host, Charles Dedmer. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this bonus episode of the Gravel Junction podcast, our pre-race preview of the upcoming Cedar bike race this Saturday, the 27th of August. Out in Citrusdal in the Cedarburg region of the Western Cape here in beautiful South Africa. We were at registration yesterday at the clubhouse in Sea Point. We went along and recorded some of the action just to see, you know, how everyone's feeling before the big day and just kind of start building up the action and the tension before Saturday. Everyone's super excited, and it was plain to see yesterday that nervous energy in the air. I sat down with a couple of the competitors. Guys you might recognize from previous episodes, actually Matt, Carl, and Jared, the creators of the Gallows bike race, will also be riding this week. So it was good to sit down and have a little chat with them and get some feedback. Matt, the owner of the clubhouse where the registration was held, also gave us a little bit of an insight as to what's going on there at the clubhouse. Well worth a listen. As I said previously, Gravel Junction will be on the road, out on course, over the weekend. Not the best reception out there. Signal's pretty weak, but we'll do our best to bring you live action when we can. But most of it will be recorded and posted a day or two later, just so that everyone can then follow the race. So I'm sure you'll find out top 10 results pretty quickly. But by all means, make sure to keep an eye on the Gravel Junction and the Cedar Instagram, because we will have that footage coming up, and it'll be well worth watching it to see everyone's how they will tackle the big day. And a big day it is at 245 kilometers. It is a brute of a ride. You know, these other races we've been covering, 160, still big races in their own right, but I think 245 kilometers on any course is a tough day. But on this particular course, you know, with this much riding, with this much corrugated gravel roads, it's going to hurt people. You know, so you're looking at what, 60% gravel, 40% tar, and that last tar section, the last gravel section, those 40 kilometers, heavily corrugated, like a tin roof, I'm told. And looking at the weather, you know me, and I love my weather at the moment. Those last 40 kilometers are going to have a bit of a headwind, nothing crazy. It's showing 14, 15 kilometers southeasterlies, which is not too bad out there. Temperature-wise, start at 4 a.m. Yeah, that's going to be a long day. 7, 8 degrees at the moment, 7, 8 degrees Celsius, getting up to 14 degrees. But that could very easily, in the middle of the day, jump up to 20, 22 degrees. So that in itself could be a challenge, all wrapped up and then having to strip off as the day, you know, as the long day continues. You know, most of the competitors are going to be out there 11, 12, 13, 14 hours on the bike. So there's going to be some sore bodies, and we'll be out there to capture it. But as I say, this is we were at the registration yesterday, so let's just jump straight into that. I'm chatting now with Matt, owner of the clubhouse, as well as Jared, Carl, and Rainer van Wyk, who came second last year. So he was at the pointy end, and I'm sure he's aiming to be at the pointy end again this year. Let's jump in. I'll catch you on the other side. Okay, so we're here at Clubhouse. I'm here with Matt from the Clubhouse, who they're hosting the Cedar registration today. So Gravel Junction, we just come along, get a bit of the action, and I thought I'd catch a little soundbite from Matt. Matt, couple things. How are you feeling, first of all, for this weekend's event? Are you ready for it?
I think ready as I can be. Lots of nervous energy floating around. I'm refreshing all my weather apps every 20 minutes. We're currently watching the video in the clubhouse now of last year and seeing snow everywhere, and as epic as it was to look back, I really don't feel like waking up at 3 a.m. on Saturday to rain and snow. It's looking cold, but it's looking dry, touch wood. But yeah, super keen, really excited to go out there, give it a proper crack. Last year I was eating a sandwich and trying to put gloves on while everyone bombed off the start line. So my race was kind of over before it started in terms of missing the big group. So yeah, definitely wanted to get there on the start line on time and yeah, give it a proper bash. Got more than a couple hitters turning up. So yeah, it should be fun. Definitely gonna be a big old day out.
Now I was fortunate enough to, you know, ride with you and a couple of the boys on the weekend. Legs were a bit heavy, but tapering nicely, and so gears all ready to go. What sort of like equipment, you know, big question, what tires are you using? A lot of tar on this particular race. Seems to be a lot of WhatsApp and Instagram message about what are we rocking. Are you just going to go with whatever's on there? You're going a bit of grip, something a bit smoother?
Yeah, I've got the 42 Sawtooth from Specialized. It's just what I used last year. I haven't, again, touch wood, had a puncture, so I'm going to stick with what I know. But yeah, I've done the circuit maybe like four times now. Some one with snow and -5, and the other time it was like 35 degrees and dry. But yeah, it's going to be bumpy out there. There is tar. There's quite a fair bit of tar, but there's also lots of corrugation and some soft stuff and some pretty hairy descent. So I think a nice somewhere in the middle for tire choice is going to be good. I think whatever you're winning on the soft, like corrugated stuff with, you're going to lose on the tar and vice versa. So I'm sticking with some 42s. Yeah.
Nice one. And what about today? So people just going to be rolling in today, getting their goodies bag, and we're going to see who actually manages to get on the start line. Tell us a little bit more about the clubhouse. I was just telling listeners on the Gravel Junction podcast recently about the clubhouse and the club rides. What sort of, what can people expect if they want to get involved with rides or runs here at the clubhouse?
Yeah, so Clubhouse has been around for about 2 years now. It's an offshoot of our other store, OSCS, which is Orphan Street Clothing Shop. It's the home for Partner Mile Studios in South Africa, as well as Ollie's Specialty Coffee. We've been in our new space since March, and it's been really well received. I think I'm allowed to brag about it because it's not my coffee, but I think Ollie is serving the best coffee in the country as far as I'm concerned. It's a really cool story. It's Ollie's is obviously his thing, and the guys from Cedar Coffee that's their thing, but they've been friends and working coffee together for a decade. So it's really like a merging of two really good forces, and we reap the benefits in really good cups of coffee. But yeah, the clubhouse, we've obviously got Partner Mile Studios here. And like you said, we've got group rides on Thursday mornings, which everyone's allowed to join. We kick off at 6, and we've got two groups, one for the boys and girls that want to go a bit faster and a bit longer, and one for the guys and girls that want to take it a little bit more easy. We set off at 6, and the plan is that everyone kind of goes out just after each other, and we get back at the same time to chill out and have a cup of coffee. We've also got Satisfy Running from Paris, which is a really great running brand. And we do group runs on Wednesday mornings, which set off at 6:30. Again, everyone is welcome. With the group rides on Thursday, everyone is welcome. If you're wearing Rafa or Chivita or Enjoy or MAP, you are more than welcome to come through.
Brand agnostic, everybody, brand agnostic.
Yes, although we are the home for Partner Mile, everyone is invited to come through. And yeah, that's it. That's just the space. It's a kind of cycling-oriented cafe. And obviously retail offering, and it's just a place for people to come and hang out. You can come buy stuff, you can come hang out here, you can do whatever. The space is here, and yeah, I just encourage people to come. You know, if you're going to come through here, you're going to find someone to chat about your tire width and gear ratios and all kinds of shit with.
Cool, there you go. Cool. Okay, Matt, well, thanks for the time, and looking forward to seeing how you go this weekend.
Yeah, thanks, dude. We'll see.
Still at the clubhouse. Was with Matt before, and I'm with Matt's brother, Jared. A lot of you listeners will know Jared as the creator of The Gallows, another beautiful bike race, which we reported on last time. And today, this week, we have Cedar. So I thought I'd catch up with Jared, get his thoughts, A, how he's feeling, and B, what he's looking forward to and not looking forward to for this Saturday.
Hey, Shaw. How am I feeling? I'm feeling pretty good. At this point, there's nothing else we can do. It's like 3 or 4 days out. And looking forward to the whole thing. really not looking forward to any rain or snow this year. But at the moment, it looks like we're getting neither of that. So, yeah, generally pretty pumped.
Bike-wise, I got a lot of flack last time for not having enough equipment stuff. So what are you running this year? Any secret sauce you're throwing in there, or just kind of going with the standard 42s, etc.?
Yeah, I've got a 42 chainring on the front and 42 in the back, so the classic one bar. And yeah, I'm pretty stoked with my bike at the moment. Got 47 Terravelle tires. And yeah, that's about it. Should be okay. But who knows? Like, apparently the last 40Ks are going to be extremely corrugated. So that's not that cool after 200 kilometers, but
yeah. I mean, that's the thing, because this is the thing about this race, right? It's got, you got the climbs, you got the corrugation, plus you got the tar. So no matter where you are, at one stage you're on the right tire, then at one stage you're on the next, you're not on the correct tire. But anyway, dude, it's good to catch up. Look forward to capturing you on the race and seeing if you're having as much fun on the day. And yeah, we'll see you on Saturday.
I am really looking forward to hearing how you botched the name of every climb in the race. Really like the Hechelberg and Spreitgurte from the last one. So,
I would just like to clarify for listeners that with an international audience, it's up to me to have a name that other people can pronounce. But thank you for the confidence, Joe. Next victim on my list, someone who hasn't been out on the road for a little while now, but apparently he's making his big comeback this weekend at the Cedar. Of course, it's the infamous Mr. Carl Jones. Carl, how are you? How are you feeling? And welcome back.
I'm well. I'm feeling good. Oak's going to be racing. And yeah, I'm probably going to get dropped by all my friends. Can't wait.
That's fine, because you are on probably the most beautiful bike in the race. So if you do get dropped, I think you'll still get a lot of media time. We were talking equipment earlier with the boys. Let us know, what are you riding? What is any secret sauce going on over here?
Cool, I'm riding a bike that's a little bit too small for me. I've got a 1:1 ratio. I've got a 42 on the front and a 38 in the back, because that's all I can fit on.
Tires,
that is, yeah. what else can I say? Yeah, she's a little bit heavy in the back, but I can deal with that.
She looks good, and she's got Chris King all over her, so because of that. So have you been training for this particular event?
I wish I could say yes, but no.
But you have, it's the head game that you're strong at, right? That's where you bring a lot to the table, and I feel like you will get inside the heads of other competitors, and you, that's a good 10, 15 places right there.
Oh no, at least 15 more watts with all the banter I have on, like, on the road. The last time in the Cedar, though, I tried my best to keep like spirits high. Let's just say it didn't work, because no one was like playing my game.
Well, I look forward to being out on the road and capturing the bands, and hopefully see you at the finish line within 13 hours.
Well, I just want to make it to the finish line this time, because you know last time I didn't. So even if it's 14 hours, I'll check you there.
Look forward to seeing that. Cheers, bud. Right, this is one of the benefits of being at the registration. All the big hitters are here today. We've spoken to some of the smaller fry. You know, the likes of Carl, Jared, Matt, but this now sitting next to me is Mr. Reyno, who came second at last year's event. He's been doing a lot of secret training, riding silly distances by himself or friends. Reyno, how are we feeling for this year's event?
Yeah, I think so far so good.
Strategy. What is your strategy? 245 kilometers, various terrain. What's the strategy?
I think the strategy is to keep going, keep moving, to be honest. Yeah, it's a long way. And yeah, I think something I found last year was you kind of let the race come to you. Yeah, 245Ks, a lot can go wrong.
Yeah, because with this particular group, they've been known for going out fast, going out strong, right? Burning those matches early on. So I guess this is very much a case that first 100, 120Ks, try and keep things in. Because that tar section, is that where you think, you can also shine, put the engine to work on that flat section, by which stage a lot of people will be hurting?
Yeah, I think if attacks go, I'll try and follow, but definitely going to try and save bullets. Last year, end of the race, 8K, I think that's kind of where you've got to be still, you still got to be a bit fresh. So,
who would you say? I mean, rumors Matt Beers may or may not be there. We'll see what happens. We know he brings it. Who are the other guys that you would say are going to be bringing it on the weekend?
Yeah, of course, the climbers, Tom Briggs. There's a lot of climbing. My boy Jared Keezer. Dean Hoff, obviously, good mates, real racer. I know of a couple other names that are going to rock up. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm just keen to be there, to be honest.
Awesome, man. Well, good luck on the weekend, and we look forward to catching some of the action, and we'll see you out there.
Awesome. Thanks, y'all.
And there we have some inside baseball, chatting to a couple of the competitors for this year's Cedar Bike Race taking place this Saturday, the 27th. Just a little lighthearted banter back and forth, which is what this event's all about. Unfortunately, didn't get to catch up with any of the ladies taking part, but we'll definitely aim to do that at the venue before, during, and after on the weekend. Rebecca van Haestien, Bex, who won the event last year, I believe, will be taking the start line again this year, so looking forward to seeing what she can do. Yeah, also noticed I said the word clubhouse enough times that this bonus episode could potentially be a drinking game for each time you hear the word clubhouse. So for those of you with that, you know, attention to detail, now that I've mentioned that, you will hear every word and you probably go back and listen again. So it's a win-win. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the little bonus episode. Look forward to bringing you all the information, all the action as and when we can over the coming weekend. So just look out for that on At the Gravel Junction at the Cedar Race. It's going to be great. As always, guys, if you enjoyed this, head over to wherever you listen to your podcasts. A little 5-star review if you like the show goes a long way to spreading the love and for other people to see the show. That's all we have time for. We'll see you over the weekend. Bye for now.